Hello and welcome to Ask the Coach for 27th of August 2019. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. Today I am going to take a look at hitting personal bests as you get older. Can you actually go faster as you get older? The answer to that is yes. It's not all downhill. Once you hit 40, you'll be pleased to hear. So quite a few of my runners are over 40. Some are over 60. And many of them are hitting personal records. So just recently we had Mark down in Port Lincoln do a parkrun PB of 22.22, I think it was. Judith did a 10K PB of 56.31 at the beginning of August. I started working with her a couple of years ago. I think her PB then was 57 and a half-ish, but I particularly remember her commenting on her questionnaire that she hoped she could still get faster even though she was getting older. She's in her mid-60s. So a 56.31 PB for someone in their mid-60s is not too shabby. Last year, Julie did a City to Surf PB and I think around about, I think it was 83 minutes. And she's in her early 60s. So these are just a few examples I can think of off the top of my head. And the thing is about them setting new personal records is their previous personal bests were not too shabby either. So they were already running pretty reasonable times. So seemingly these guys are defying what the research tells us about getting older, and they're getting faster. I think firstly, the attitude of wanting to get faster helps, and it's not for everyone. There's nothing the matter with being perfectly happy to run without reference to times and to getting faster, but we are just talking about getting faster here as you get older. And the other thing is they're probably operating at much closer to their peak fitness capacity than they were in the past. Also, I think particularly for women, as you get older, you've got fewer responsibilities in your early 20s. You're partying, building a career, late 20s, early 30s, maybe babies, late 30s to 40s. You've got teenagers you've got to look after and quite possibly aging parents. So you're really the sandwich generation with not much time for yourself. But then by the time you're in your mid-50s, you may no longer be that sandwich generation and you've got a bit more time to devote to working at your maximum fitness levels. So looking at what the research tells us, it's generally agreed that running speeds over any distance decline by about 1% per year from your peak. Sometime between the age of 20 and 35, you reach a peak and then decline 1% a year from there. So there's changes in your muscle mass decreases, muscle and lung elasticity decreases, your bone density decreases, and your metabolism slows down. Body fat increases. There's a 5 to 10 kilo increase in body fat, which you may not necessarily gain that amount of weight because you're losing muscle mass. You're not really necessarily gaining the weight from the extra fat that your body is accumulating. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Also, your maximum heart rate declines and your maximum oxygen uptake declines by about 1% a year, and that's crucial because you need oxygen to liberate carbohydrates and fats for the fuel for exercise, and also your fast twitch muscle fibers, which are needed to produce power for like high intensity exercise. That just declines quite sharply between the ages of 30 and 40, about 3% a year, and then it continues to decline about 1% a year after that. So with all those things happening to us, how can people keep getting faster in their 50s and 60s? Most of the studies and the research that's done on those age-related declines, they base the declines of the physical ability relative to a person's maximum exercise capacity. So if you've not been working at your maximum exercise capacity, perhaps for some of those reasons that I spoke about earlier with kids and teenagers and all that sort of thing, you've got a pretty good chance of actually maintaining your current physical ability. What you've got to do is actually work at closer to your maximum exercise capacity. So let's say when you're 25, your maximum exercise capacity is 100, but you're only working at 50% of that. And say when you're 50, your maximum exercise capacity might be 80, but you're working at 90% of that. Kind of your performance level may remain the same. So by operating at closer to that, your maximum ability each year, you can maintain or improve your absolute fitness levels. And your maximum possible might still be declining a bit, but you're just getting closer and closer to that maximum level. The other thing that is really interesting is that as you get older, the changes in ability are more marked in anaerobic performance as you age. So there's the more intense stuff that can be maintained for about 2 to 3 minutes. Whereas peak aerobic power, which is what you use when you're doing distance running, hardly change. So if you're a runner, switching to longer distances where aerobic power becomes more important could see your performance decline less as you age, at least into, you know, say your mid-60s. Also, that means that anaerobic type training is going to become more important as you age. That's the things like hill sprints and strides and sprints and high intensity resistance exercise, the sort of exercise that I talked about last week when we were talking about neuromuscular training. So what are some of the things you can do about trying to get faster as you get older? Well, because we need more time to recover, you need to actually make sure that every session counts, because you can basically do less running than you would have been able to when you were younger. And work hard on things that make you strong and have longer recovery periods. And also you can choose longer distances. If you've got the time and the commitment to train for them properly, that is, so there's no point in choosing to do a half marathon or a marathon and then arriving at the start line undercooked, because in reality you really only had time to train for a 5K. I think the real key is being consistent with your training. Each training session builds on the last. So the fitness you gain from a long run this weekend, you'll be able to utilise in your long run 2 weeks down the track. The fitness you gain in a 6-week training block helps you to be able to advance further in your next 6-week training block. And each race campaign helps with the next race campaign down the track. Training that you did this year is going to help you next year. It takes about 10 to 15 years of training for a distance runner to reach their peak, which of course doesn't mean that if you start running at 60, you're going to be running faster at 75 than you were at, say, after you've been running for 5 years than you were at the age of 65. But it does show just that sort of year-on-year necessity for consistency of training to actually really build up to be the best that you can be. So I'm hoping that this will have given you some confidence that you can get faster as you get older. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you next week. Bye.